The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is paid for by Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, who is solely responsible for its content. Portions transcribed.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm here with my co-host, fellow realtor, husband, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you today?
I let you ask that question.
I know. I got it in. Yeah. I snuck it in.
It's a good day. How are you?
I'm doing great.
All right. We're here with Homes 570, Shelby Hess and Dustin Bowen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here with us. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m., where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors who've been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 50 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570. There's that 570 again. 570-344-6724. And when you go to jruddy.com, click on the webcam tab. We have a webcam on top of the roof pointing at Dunmore Corners. Get 20,000 hits a month on that camera. Everybody loves the camera.
Everybody loves that camera from all over the world.
Yeah, truly.
Really. View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where we also have all the podcast apps that we feature this radio show on. And remember to look us up on social media. Okay, Homes 570, Shelby Hess and Dustin Bowen. You are property managers, your partners. Shelby is the broker and founder of Homes 570, and Dustin Bowen is the president. So thank you for being here. It's been a while since we have had a radio show discussing property management and property managers. This is something that our area desperately needs, and there are a few out there, and I don't know that I would really recommend them. But I like you guys. I like what you have to offer. So tell me a little bit about yourselves, please.
Yeah, so we are a full-service property management group. We handle everything from tenant placement and screening all the way through to the eviction process. We like to say that we're the ibuprofen of property management. Excuse me. You know, property management is a special breed, and it takes a special breed to handle it. We like to make sure that the owners know they can have as much or as little involvement as they would like. And they can sit back, enjoy, and maximize on their investment while we handle the rest.
Okay. So we're going to dive deep into this topic. And I'd like to start off by saying that Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, my company, does not offer property management. However, when people have apartments or homes that they want to rent to a tenant, the owners will call us. We'll take that on. Okay, that is something we will do. We will list it. We will promote it. We do primarily sell homes. That's our primary focus day to day. Residential, multi-unit investment properties, like commercial properties. We do all that, but we'll rent. We'll have some owners that call us that want to rent out their apartment. It ends at the time the lease is signed. And I know that there's a lot of people that think of property management and property managers as someone that's a company or someone that's needed if they're out of the area landlords. But that's not often the case. People that have multiple investments in our area maybe do something else in their life, have another occupation or job, and have investments, right, for their future, and don't have the time to manage those properties. Or maybe they have a family, whatever the case might be. Maybe they just want to be hands-off. So property management and property managers aren't just for out-of-town people, correct?
No, not at all. There are so many local ordinances. There are, like you said, families that are living their day-to-day life, and they just don't have the time to place into what's needed for property management, and that's where we come in.
Right. There's a lot to it. And so tell me day-to-day, take me from the beginning to the end. What exactly do you do?
So day-to-day, our processes are making sure that everybody is following their leases, right? No lease violations. We are driving around on a monthly basis to each and every one of the properties and doing an exterior inspection of the property. Make sure you don't have garbage that's building up, you know, things of that level. We are making sure that, you know, the tenants are following what's in their lease. So each owner has or could have a specific lease that they want followed. So we're making sure that that's done.
So someone doesn't have to use your lease?
No, not at all. If they come to the table and they have a lease that they are already comfortable with.
Okay.
Yep. As long as, you know, we're looking over it and it's covering, you know, all the bases, we might make a recommendation. But if that's what the owner feels most comfortable with, by all means.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good. So you're not telling them...
No, not at all.
They have to use anything, any of your forms or anything?
No,
like
not
that.
At all. This is owner discretion as far as how they want their properties managed.
And someone can actually come to you to rent out a unit, correct? An owner? Mm-hmm. I mean, you'll do that?
Yes.
You'll do it from ground zero.
All the way through.
All the way through.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. What's your preference? Do you have one?
No.
Okay. All right. So what are your requirements for screening tenants?
Again, that's owner discretion. So when we get an applicant or multiple applicants that apply for a unit, we are creating a spreadsheet for the owners, going over all of the, you know, pros, all of the cons that are coming in with that application after we've gone ahead and done our verifications as well. So income, background, sex offender, criminal history, evictions. We're placing that all in front of the owner. The owner then would get the opportunity to make their tenant selection. So that's whatever the owner, again, wants to do based off of credit score, you know, all of that.
So there's things that owners can't do in terms of discrimination, right? So somebody, and this is something that's out there that we as realtors contend with. And so if somebody is living in a property, an owner, and they have a unit, that whether they hire a property manager or they rent on their own or use a realtor, there's things that they can't do. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so things that a lot of owners are not familiar with, and it's simply because they're not in the real estate realm, are fair housing violations. And that's where we can kind of come in and navigate that for them to let them know, hey, here are some of the details that we should pay attention to so that we don't get caught up and cause yourself, you know, a potential lawsuit.
Okay. So if an owner doesn't want children because the owner lives on the first floor and there's a second floor vacancy, are they allowed to say no children?
They are allowed to say no children, but we would kind of recommend that that might come up as a violation for them as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Because they don't want to hear the pitter-patter of little feet or whatever noise. Things of that nature. So that's where I think a lot of people get in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right. And square footage. How many people to a bedroom? If they're non-related. Like, so if you have a 3-bedroom, could you have 5 non-related people on a lease?
No.
That's where some landlords get into trouble too, especially around universities and colleges.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we don't want to see anybody out there in a fair housing violation.
Talking about the universities, I was driving by a university the other night. I was talking to you about it before. I'm not going to mention where it was or anything. It was a zoo. It was terrible. There was kegs on the lawns and
lawn chairs
on roofs and garbage. And it was I thought Ice's Animal House was better than this. And it was a Saturday night, and the music was. I had to roll up my windows. I was with my son. He was like, "Dad," he goes, "it's like this all the time." And the whole block was student housing. So you don't rent that stuff, do you?
No, we don't. So that's kind of where, you know, property management is very hands-on. So if you have a property manager that's just taking your lease and collect their monthly, they're not doing those drive-bys at 2 a.m. to go, hey, guess
it was
what?
It was 8:30. The sun, it was still light out.
They were doing that from like 8 o'clock in the morning.
They've been doing it all day, he told me.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely important for your property manager to be aggressive in that sense and not be afraid to show up at those properties and be like, hey, guess what? This might be a lease violation, so we should put the time out real quick.
Yeah,
but and I can only imagine the damage they're doing to the property.
Didn't we have neighbors like that at one time?
Yeah, we did. We had neighbors like that. I thought it was Animal House, but that's a story for a different day. But
yeah, and then we'll charge them when we have to send in, you know, cleanup to take care of that as well.
Cleanup.
Make sure, yeah, put that right back on the
garbage truck. That's what you'd have to send for everything. I was shocked. I actually was shocked. We had buildings. When I was working down the city. And Patrick was a baby, and Jackie's a broker running a real estate office. And we had quite a few income properties. So now she's juggling the baby. I'm down in New York, and she's got to screen all of these tenants.
Right.
You know, so this could have been.
Where were you then, Shelby?
Yeah, really.
Dustin?
Where were you back then? Where were you when we needed you?
Yes.
I mean, probably high school.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Probably grammar school, thinking of how old we are.
Yeah.
But we got out of it.
Well, we couldn't. I mean,
we're done.
And you have a strong real estate background. I want to emphasize that, Shelby, you were a realtor and your dad, you're from, you know, second generation.
Yes.
And so you have a very, very strong real estate background. You know the ins and outs of real estate contracts.
I do. Yeah. I was measuring houses, I think, when I was about 6 years old, roughly. Dad would give me the metal end of the tape and go, hey, kid, hit that wall over there.
I was doing that, too. I remember that's how I got a check. We went out on a date. She says, let's go measure a house. I was like, okay. Great idea. Okay.
Sounds we got to kill two birds with one stone. That's sure time management, baby.
That's right. We'll eat later.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, definitely a strong background. I also dabbled in the mortgage industry as well. So familiar with the finance sections as too, you know, which is helpful.
You're very well-rounded.
It is.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I would like to believe so.
You are. Very thank good. You have a lot to offer. Okay. So we were just talking about violations of fair housing violations, and we have stories.
Yeah, we have stories. But being a broker, doing this questions that you can ask, but if a homeowner is renting, do they have to adhere to the same guidelines at the fair housing as an owner?
Well, I don't know. It's sketchy.
There's a line,
so
right?
There's
it kind of gets to be a gray area.
Yeah,
there.
It gets to be a gray area. But let's talk about like when people say no pets.
Mm-hmm.
All right, no animals, no pets. There are service dogs, service cats, service hamsters, service bunnies. There's service snakes. Right?
Peacocks.
Oh, yes.
Service peacocks.
Okay, I've not seen that one as of yet. I'm truly hoping maybe I don't run across that issue. But yeah, there are guidelines that come along with all of that, and they have to be taken into consideration, especially when you're coming into a property management.
So what do you do? Do you require a medical certificate of some sort, a letter?
Yeah, I mean, we obviously would be part of our verification process, is to obtain all of that. Oftentimes when you reach out to the medical offices, if the letter looks, you know, a little funny on that end, they won't give you like private information, but they'll give you a yes or a no to say, yes, we have issued this or no, we have not. You know, as far as like the ESAs go. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So who does the verifications on a rental application with you?
So that's a combination between Dustin and myself.
You guys do it.
We
you don't
do.
Put it back on the owner?
No, we are hands-on.
Okay.
We handle all of that for them. And that's where that spreadsheet, similar to like when we have a multiple buyer situation and you get multiple offers that are coming in at the same time. If you get multiple applications, we're putting all of that, you know, in format where the owners can see it all for exactly what it is, and then they make their selection.
Okay.
Yeah, we were renting to people, and every time we gave somebody a break, oh, you know, everybody's got a sob story. Oh, my credit's bad because your credit's bad because you don't pay your bills. Okay, let's do this. And we gave this is a good story. We gave the guy a break, and we put him in. He was a young guy. Yeah, I don't know, a little shaky here and that. Then around the corner, there was a raid of a meth kitchen. That was a that they.
Yikes!
I'll tell you about it later. a meth kitchen. They raided it, and the police were there and everything.
It almost blew up Dunmore Corners. Yeah, but,
and then the next day, the guy was gone. Magically,
Our guy was gone.
They pick up in the middle of the night.
He was gone. The keys were in the door. And the door was open. I was over at the house. I cut the grass. I'm like, why is the door open? Why is the key in the door? Oh, gee, the place is empty.
Yeah.
Surprise. So, yeah. You know, you give, but.
They weren't cooking meth in our place.
No, they weren't cooking meth.
But it was like literally like a stone's throw away. So they must have been buddies or something. Well,
some kind of connection. I don't know.
I don't know. We never got a story.
But anyway, it's.
Well, that's where we can help, too.
Right. This is why I would rather give this to somebody else instead of me getting the sob story and then getting burned over and over.
Exactly. We don't mind being the bad guy, the heavy. Right. And that's what I'll often tell people. I'm the smiling face that you see when you sign your lease. And I'm also the person that's going to show up in the evening on a Saturday or a Sunday to say, hey, guess what? You didn't pay your rent. So here's your eviction notice.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yes. Well, it takes a very strong personality to want to tackle this kind of thing. And I know that you're gonna get calls in the middle of the night.
Yes.
Dustin, that's your department, right?
Yes, absolutely it is.
All right. So one of the things a property manager does is takes care of the water heater that is leaking all over the basement floor or the heat that goes out. And these things naturally happen at 3 a.m.
Always.
On Easter Sunday.
Ironically, we actually had an issue on Easter Sunday.
Sure did.
Mm. Yep.
What was it?
That one, we had a CO2 alarm go off, and we had to get there to let the fire department in. So, happy Easter.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Easter.
Yeah. So what was going on with that? Did you figure it out?
Yeah, we figured it out. There was a truck that was in a garage that brought some CO2 in with it, but fixed in a couple minutes.
All right.
You know, yeah, all right. Easy enough.
All right. Very good. So you were able to make it back home with the family and enjoy Easter.
Per se.
Yeah. Okay. Good. But yeah, things do happen. So you have a list of people that you go to, right?
Sure. So we have a laundry list of vetted preferred vendors for each and every issue that may occur on the property, but also those residual issues like lawn care, snow removal. We try to get every owner on a 6-month preventive maintenance so that our main maintenance team can get in there and just get ahead of it. We like to be more proactive than reactive.
All right, good. Mm-hmm. Hold that thought. I want to talk to you about it after the break. We're going to head towards the break. But before we do, I want to give a shout out to, I have to say, I can't say who the sponsor is. It's an anonymous sponsor, but they wanted me to give a shout out. Very generous person said they want us to give a shout out to Providence Pregnancy Center. They were founded in 2022, and they're located in North Scranton. They offer free support to women facing crisis during pregnancy, whether it's homelessness, abuse, or financial hardship. From baby supplies to counseling and now maternity housing, Providence Pregnancy Center provides love and hope. Casa de Maria, their new maternity home, houses pregnant women and their children, offering care through pregnancy and up to a year after birth. Providence Pregnancy Center does not receive federal funding. They rely completely and solely on the generous donations of individuals who believe in their mission. Please help them expand. Donate today at PPC, that's P, Patrick, C as in cake, scranton.org/donate or call 570-341-7045. Before we go to break, guys, Homes 570, how does someone get in touch with you, please? For questions or if they want property management, how do they get in touch with you?
Sure. So we are on all social media platforms, Homes 570. That's Homes 570. On Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn. We get a lot of messages on LinkedIn. Our website, we have homes570.com, as well as you can email us at info@homes570.com.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Pat?
Yes, we have a three-bedroom, two-bath home at 108 Armstrong Avenue in Clark Summit for $199,000. This home, it's in the Abington Heights School District. It's well-maintained. It's on a 50 by 150 lot. It's got a nice large yard. It's got a covered rear patio. This home has been well cared for, but it could use some updates. Taxes are low at $2,100. There's plenty of off-street parking, and it has a large detached two-car garage. That's a three-bedroom, two-bath home at 108 Armstrong Avenue in Clark's Green for only $199,000, and that's listed by Sherry Hoban of our office.
Thank you, Pat. Keep tuned in. We'll be back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate and 94.3 FM The Talker. Are you ready to make your next move in the world of real estate? Look no further than Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, your trusted partner in buying and selling homes. If you're a homeowner looking to sell, Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will ensure you get the best possible price in today's competitive market. And if you're in the market to buy your dream home, Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will help you find the perfect place to call your own.
Congratulations.
We've adopted the popular saying, an educated consumer is our best customer. That's why since 2010, we've hosted the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate Saturdays at 11 a.m., Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 The Talker. Visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com or call 570-344-6724. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, where dreams find their address. We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, owner, in with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor. We are back Homes 570. Shelby Hess, broker and founder. Dustin Bowen, president. So we're having a great discussion with you guys about property management, property, and the things that you do as property managers. Dustin, before the break, we were talking about the vendors that you have. You have a full list of people that you rely on, professionals, to fix things.
Yes.
All right.
And I also want to say the vendor list is always growing. So as our portfolio grows, we're always looking for new vendors. We mentioned about how to contact us. If you're listening and you're a vendor, we're always looking to bring new vendors on. So please get in touch with us and we'll get you onboarded.
So is there anybody that you need? Any specific vendor that you're looking for?
We have a lot of jack of all trades. I like having a large list of people that do a lot, because in a pinch, I need things like the way I operate needs to be done yesterday. Like when we get a call, we get a notification and I facilitate out and I'm next appointment. And we have a relationship with the vendors where they know when I call, they're well taken care of, but our properties are well taken care of. We show that mutual respect that when we make that call, we get it done.
Yeah, well, if somebody's out of hot water or heat and it's really cold out, you can't wait 3 days for somebody to return a phone call, and then 5 days for them to come out, and then 10 days because they have to wait for a part, which is all, I think, a little bit embellished, but that's just me. You need it taken care of. So you're not just going to rely on one name on that list. You like to have a variety to choose from.
Correct, because I understand that we are not the only client that they have. So if we are in a pickle and they're honest with me and say, we really can't get to it this time, no hard feelings, we're going to use them again.
Sure.
But we need this done. Yeah. So we need a solution. We need it now. So to have a long list of vendors that understand how we operate, but they can also match that need is huge, and not just for the tenant, but also for the property owner, because if the hot water goes and it's the winter, then it turns to a frozen pipe, then it turns to a flood, then it continues to roll downhill.
Possible mold.
There's so many reasons why we need to be on top of things when we get the call.
Well, when we rented properties, we used to say to the tenants, like, because there's people really legitimately out there that don't want to bother people, you know? And we would always, even like time of signing of the lease, tell them, look, you hear your toilet running, we need to know. like the day before it happens, because we don't want that running and then possibly leaking to the floor, rotting out the floor, going down to the first floor or wherever. And so, and plus the cost of it. And, you know, and I would monitor the bill, so I would know.
Oh, yeah.
I would know if there was a drip anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And it comes down to when I deliver that message, it's so much easier as a human to deliver positive news. And whenever we get that maintenance request, more often than not, it's not really the best thing that they want to say. So to encourage the tenant that we're not going to yell, we're not going to be mad, we're not going to be frustrated or adjust leases, we're just going to get it done so that your property can operate the way it was prior to the maintenance request.
Okay. Let me ask you a quick question. You know, you mentioned that you have vendors that do everything, like all different things. And so I forget if it was you, Dustin, or you, Shelby, but can tenants, or how do you feel about tenants that want to do their own snow shoveling, cut the grass, and get a, you know, maybe a little off on their rent? Is that something that's permissible in your world?
No, not really.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you need to know that it's done adequately.
And, yeah, and like
on
time. We have the like the before and after pictures, and my background is in the service industry, so I know how it should be done and communicated to the tenant, to the owner, to all the communication lines. And that starts with the service vendor that we're using. They know that we need it done a certain way at a certain time and communicate to us through the pictures, through video, through whatever. If it's a broken water heater or a broken appliance, we need that video that it works. But it also covers our behind and their behind because, okay, if it when they left, it was clearly working. Now it's something else.
Right. Well, you answer to the owner. Right. Mm-hmm. So, and I just know that we're in a world of people that have a lot of excuses as to why things don't get done when they're supposed to get done. And if you leave it to the tenant, you know, whatever, the weather, this, that, the other thing, it's sometimes forgotten. And how many times did we give that person a break only to drive by and you're getting out and cutting the grass because it wasn't done?
I like knee-high grass. I don't know about anybody else.
Yeah, well,
else,
there's that's that there's
kind
a
of
whole,
wading through it and losing little kids into the grass, and
it's pride of ownership. No, we don't live there, but we don't want our place looking like a jungle.
Right. And when we were younger, we rented from a little old lady. I did the snow removal because I had a plow on my truck. I never cut grass because I grew up on the beach and I lived in Brooklyn. I didn't know how to cut grass until I got up here.
That's a true story.
That's a true story. You don't cut sand, but
or concrete.
But she knew we would take care of things for her, and she like that. The question she was asking you in the beginning is: we had pride in ownership, and we didn't even own the place, you know. But we felt like we had something invested. We were good tenants.
I agree.
And the other thing, too, is the city ordinance might have things a certain
sure.
way. So we need to make sure.
Fines.
That, yeah. But
I was
like,
just going to say.
And how certain tenants live a certain way might not be adequate to the city. So us having the vendors in there that know those ordinances, that know how to handle all of that, allows just smooth sailing.
Homes 570, Dustin Bowen, Shelby Hess. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
Sure. Go to our website, www.homes570.com. Also, email info@homes570.com across all social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, as well as TikTok.
Phone?
570-430-9458 or Shelby at 570-892-0844.
Thank you, guys. Come back next week, okay?
Absolutely. We'll see you then.
Pat?
Yes. We have a 3-bedroom, 2-bath Victorian-style home at 180 Gaylord Street in Wyalusing for only $169,000. This move-in-ready home has an updated kitchen, a first-floor laundry, and also it's got an open concept on the first floor. It also has a detached garage, good room sizes, and low taxes of only $2,000 a year. That's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath Victorian-style home at 180 Gaylord Street in Wyalusing for $169,000. That's listed by Kim Pazanti of our office.
Happy Father's Day, Pat. Happy Father's Day, Dustin.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to all our listeners. And I'm here because of my dad. I wanted to do what my dad did. I know you did too, Shelby.
Yes.
Yes. So we have a special place in our heart for our dads. Join us next Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m. for more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker.